track three and news stories, starting with the lead stories of the week. Cinema plans are ditched. The curtain has been brought down on plans to build a massive new cinema in Newton Abbot and restore the town's beloved old theatre instead. It's a success for campaigners, as Teignbridge Council leader Martin Wrigley proclaimed, "We're going to save the Alex," echoing the battle cry of local people who took to the streets and signed petitions to save the Alexandra Theatre. He said, "This will give us something that will be utterly astonishing and a transformational change for Newton Abbot." The council's executive committee voted unanimously to refurbish the Alex after hearing that the new cinema plans were both a dead duck and a white elephant. A new grassroots advisory group to explore future options will also be set up, including councillors and community representatives. Claire Holden, who led protests against an earlier scheme to tear out the interior of the theatre and threatened to barricade herself inside if that would help save it, said, "This is incredible news. It's fantastic. Finally, they are listening to the people, and there is light at the end of what has been a very long and dark tunnel. Thank you to everyone who has supported us along this journey. It just shows what can be achieved when people and communities stand together. And it looks like I won't need to chain myself to the building after all."
Appeal launched to open Dawlish MIU. An appeal has been launched to reopen the Dawlish Minor Injuries Unit, more than 5 years since it was last operational. The hospital's Friends Group has begun a campaign to compile evidence that the unit, which should be used to treat minor injuries such as cuts, sprains and burns, is essential for the town and surrounding area. Chairman of Friends, Jeff King, says the situation is a disgrace and they are aiming to bring political pressure on local NHS bosses. He explained the original aim of the MIU was to provide an alternative to A&E and reduce waiting times. "We and other organisations have been pressing the NHS Trust for its return, but all we have received is excuses and false promises. We've lost faith in local trust and are engaging political pressure." MP Anne-Marie Morris has agreed to present evidence to the Health Secretary, Steve Barclay, to justify the reopening of the unit as soon as possible. And the campaign has the backing of Dawlish and Teignmouth town councils. Mr King continued, "Our MP has asked for evidence that the community has missed the service. We would like to know if anyone has been to the MIU when it has been shut, which has meant that they have had to go to Newton Abbot or Torbay Accident and Emergency Department. We need evidence to show it is needed in Dawlish. Once the evidence is gathered, the Friends will use this to lobby the health commissioners." A spokesman for Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust said, "The minor injury unit in Dawlish Community Hospital closed due to staffing levels, and recruiting to this area has been challenging for the Trust. We are recruiting, and if this process is successful, then we hope to be in a position to update the public on the possible next steps in the near future. In the meantime, we are continuing to provide greater capacity at urgent treatment centres in Newton Abbot Hospital, and we thank local community for their patience. The hospital currently has 16 inpatient beds, all of which are usually fully occupied. It also provides facilities for outpatient clinics."
Railway ticket office closure plans scrapped. Proposals to shut railway ticket offices across Teignbridge are expected to be scrapped in a major government U-turn. Teignmouth, Dawlish and Newton Abbot were among the 1,000 offices across England earmarked for closure. The closures touted by Great Western Railway as part of a modernisation programme would see hundreds of staff being made redundant. However, the Transport Secretary, Mark Harper, said the government had asked train operators to withdraw their proposals. The decision follows a damning public consultation that attracted 750,000 responses, 99% of which were objections. Although GWR say that just 15% of ticket sales are at the ticket office, the decision to close them prompted widespread backlash and condemnation from unions, disability groups and the wider public. In August, a rally was held outside Newton Abbott railway station in opposition to these plans. Lee Rundle from the RMT, activist from Teignmouth, said, "This is a great win, not just for the union, but mainly for the travelling public. It secures jobs, but it also means that there will be a continued interface with real people. I know we're moving towards a more digitally led world, but there are people that aren't in that world. And it doesn't make any sense, no one in sight, and the ticket machine doesn't work."
Crash on the A38. A multi-vehicle collision over the weekend saw the crew from Buckfastleigh Fire Station mobilised. We were called to a multi-vehicle road traffic collision on the A38 near Wrangerton, a spokesman for Buckfastleigh Fire Station said. "We found all persons safe and clear of the vehicles, so we made the area and the cars safe before leaving the scene in the hands of the police and Highways Agency." Elsewhere, the crew from Buckfastleigh were called to an incident in Dartington, where a man had found himself stuck in a lift.
"Man dies in Baker's Park. The Devonair Ambulance and police attended Baker's Park in Newton Abbott at 4 p.m. on Monday, following concerns for the welfare of a man who had become unwell. The man, who was in his 80s and from King's Stainton, was treated at the scene and then taken to Torbay Hospital for further treatment. Unfortunately, despite best efforts of emergency services, the man died a short time later. Police confirmed that the death is not being treated as suspicious, and a file will be prepared for the coroner.